Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Talk baseball, game lax, USA Today. Bottom of the hour, American League playoffs resume this afternoon at 4 o'clock with Seattle and the Tigers in Detroit. Jack Flaherty pitching in the postseason. He does nothing but pitch in playoff games. Since he left Baltimore. Well, even in Baltimore, he pitched in playoff games. But anyway, we're not here to talk about the past. We're here to talk about some dough, hopefully. A little Turn It Up Tuesday by yourself.
Well, the shutdown is starting to affect the market, Bob. The Dow's down 232. The S&P's down 39. NASDAQ's down 192. DraftKings is down $2.01 to $32.98. Under Armour's down 6 cents to $4.77.
Well, we got to start with the Ravens here today, and not for the right reasons. We've highlighted pretty much every possible way that the Ravens defense has disappointed us so far this season, but it's starting to reach historic levels. 177 points through 5 weeks. That's an all-time bad pace, whether we're talking 16-game season or 17-game season. The current record for most points allowed in a season was actually set just last year, 534 by the Panthers. For those curious, the record in a 16-game season, 533, set by the Baltimore Colts in 1981.
Lairdo!
Buy or sell, Vinny, this Ravens defense will go on to break that unfortunate record.
Oh, I'm going to sell it because I'm going to say that they're gonna get this thing turned around. You know, I don't think it's going to be this week, but I think it's going to be an eventual thing because I think the offense will pick it up once Lamar's back.
I mentioned the pace a little bit earlier, the all-time bad pace. Forget 534. They're on pace for over 600 points allowed this year. So this isn't just one or two good games to balance it out. They got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, and by the way, and I lived the 81 Colts. They won their first game, lost 14 in a row, then won their last game, both against New England, who got the first pick, and they drafted Kenneth Sims, and the Ravens took Colts took Johnny Cooks at 2, and Arch Schliester at 4, with old Jim McMahon sitting there at 5 for the Bears to pluck him. But they were bad. They were expected to be bad defensively. This team was going to be one of the best defenses in the NFL.
How about a little baseball here? Blue Jays looking to close things out tonight when they face the Yankees. Early action in this series really been defined by Toronto's strong lineup. They put up 10 runs in Game 1, 13 in Game 2. In fact, both games, well, it featured a barrage of home runs, 8 overall, but two players in particular with multi-homer performances. Talking about Alejandro Kirk and Dalton Varsho here most recently. Buy or sell, Bob, someone in the Toronto lineup will go yard twice tonight.
Twice tonight.
Another multi-homer game.
Let's see. Vlad's got two on the series. Is that right? Is he homered in both games? But only solo blast. I know he went deep the other one. I really want to say Anthony Santander and buy it. But I'm going to sell it for now. Because Rodon's tough. I mean, he'll, you know, keep him in the game. But, you know, fingers crossed for Biebs. Hope he doesn't give up multiple home runs, right?
We'll go back to the NFL here, where Amari DiMarcado is getting beat up for his role in that Cardinals' epic collapse against the Titans. And he's getting beat up rightfully so, because he's just the latest example of a player dropping the ball right before the goal line on what would have been a very easy touchdown. I say the latest example because, well, this has happened way more often than it should. Just a week earlier, Adonai Mitchell, already forgotten because of, thank you, DiMarcado. But Adonai Mitchell, he was the one under the microscope. He was getting ridiculed. He had the same exact mistake in week four. We've seen all the ones throughout history. They get played on the blooper reels forever. And every time we ask, how does this keep happening? We assume that it becomes a big point of emphasis across the league. Message not getting through to everyone, clearly. As a result, Vinny Buyer-Sell will see another instance of a player fumbling right before the goal line this season.
Oh, I'll buy that. I mean, yeah, we've seen two, you know, what, in 2 weeks? And I don't understand. I don't get why you would even throw the ball out. It wasn't like it got hit out. He just
he finger rolled it over the goal line.
Yeah,
but DiMarcado. It didn't even look like it was that elaborate of a celebration.
No,
like if a guy stopped at the goal line, wanted to do a backflip, but accidentally dropped the ball, still stupid.
Right,
but it was a celebration. This was just like
Adonai looked like he was planning some sort of elaborate thing when he dropped it a couple of weeks ago. Anyway, getting back to Vlad, he has homered in both games.
Okay. It could be two tonight.
Yeah, why not? Hey.
I'll go there. Why not? We'll close up in college football here today. Big changes in the latest AP Top 25, most notably Penn State and Texas, both tumbling all the way out of the rankings. We'll start with the Nittany Lions here, suffering back-to-back losses, but two very different losses, losing to Oregon, even though it was a home game. Not really any shame in that, but losing to UCLA, well, that's very embarrassing. Meanwhile, Texas, just nowhere close to the preseason hype that they generated. Road ahead won't be easy for either team. Texas has Oklahoma this week, Georgia and Texas A&M before their schedule's done. Meanwhile, PSU still matchups against Ohio State and Indiana coming up in a few weeks. Buy or sell, Bob, neither one of these teams will re-enter the top 25.
I'll sell that. Somebody will sneak into the top 25. Top 10? No. Forget all about that. I think, is Mateer going to go?
Possibly.
Yeah, so right now Texas is favored in that game at the Cotton Bowl. But one of those two, Nolan, will eke back into the top 25, where I don't want to bring up a negative memory from.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Saturday, Maryland would reside right now if they wouldn't have blew a 20-0 lead to
And I don't know if Penn State will get back in because I don't see them beating Ohio State.
Okay.
Well, they got a couple. They got two that they got to win before that.
They got Northwestern this Saturday, yeah.
In Iowa. I mean, that's got to be two.
At Iowa.
And Hawkeyes are never easy.
No.
And old Drew Aller's not all that great.
Nope. And their defense, I mean, their defense was Ravens-like.
Yeah. But Texas, though, I mean, they were supposed to have the best defense in college, and Arch Manning was going to be the number one pick and the runaway Heisman favorite. I'd say they're a bigger disappointment than Penn State right now.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And everyone will give Arch Manning that blame, or they'll point to him because of the Heisman stuff. But it's really the whole team. It hasn't been just him. I mean, he's been bad, but this is a full team meltdown.
No doubt. Maybe I told you last week, maybe it's those glasses he keeps pimping. He's just not seeing clearly whatever it is he's doing on a Saturday. We'll come back, talk to baseball playoffs and managerial searches with Gabe Lax from USA Today. We'll look at the top 25 matchups in college football. Got NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Back to John Harbaugh. Back to your phone calls there at 410-583-1057. Vinny's Feeble Five gave it the dirty dozen earlier today, just tuning in, led by the Lions, and rightfully so. They won four in a row. But will the Ravens go from dirty dozen to Feeble Five within 5 weeks? Stick around. We'll let you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.